Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. Let's open up our Bibles to the book of Philippians chapter 1. In today's reading, we will be starting in verse 1 and ending in verse 11. In this devotional series, we will be going over the four letters that Paul wrote while he was under house arrest by the Romans, which is talked about in the book of Acts chapter 28 verses 16 through 31 from our last devotional series. For reference, I'll be reading from the New Living Translation, but you can follow along in the version of the Holy Text you prefer. Now, starting in verse 1, this letter is from Paul and Timothy, slaves of Christ Jesus. I am writing to all of God's holy people in Philippi who belong to Christ Jesus, including the church leaders and deacons. May God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. Every time I think of you, I give thanks to my God. Whenever I pray, I make my requests for all of you with joy, for you have been my partners in spreading the good news about Christ from the time you first heard it until now. And I am certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns. So it is right that I should feel as I do about all of you, for you have a special place in my heart. You share with me the special favor of God, both in my imprisonment and in defending and confirming the truth of the good news. God knows how much I love you and long for you with the tender compassion of Christ Jesus. I pray that your love will overflow more and more, and that you will keep on growing in knowledge and understanding. For I want you to understand what really matters, so that you may live pure and blameless lives until the day of Christ's return. May you always be filled with the fruit of your salvation, the righteous character produced in your life by Jesus Christ, for this will bring much glory and praise to God. Once again, that was Philippians chapter 1 verses 1 through 11 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the section of the scriptures we just read a little more in depth. Once you become a Christian, then what? Many people are confused about this because they thought the goal of life, or Christianity, was to be forgiven. The goal of life is to be closer to Christ, and the day we accept His forgiveness is just the beginning. Salvation is a living relationship with our Creator, transforming our thinking, actions, attitudes, and whole being. Paul was in prison when he wrote this letter. He felt a special closeness with the Philippian church, who had supported and encouraged him for many years. He saw them growing more and more through their faith, and he prayed they would continue to grow in love, knowledge, and purity. He knew God was working in them and would continue to work until the day Christ returns. God is still working in you. Keep making the choices, even the hard ones, to be close to Him. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. How is the Lord working to refine your character? What are some practical ways you get closer to Christ? We're grateful you joined us for Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. Tune in every Monday through Friday for more encouraging insights and discussions about the sacred writings of God. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.